Good morning. Skies cleared out nicely after yesterday's scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some storms were on the stronger side, especially in southern New York across into New England, but all of this activity is now pressed off the eastern seaboard. In fact, with a dew point front passing through this morning, humidity values will be a bit lower this afternoon. Still, though, with that strong July sun, temperatures will be in the middle to upper 80s and even some lower 90s across southern New York and New England. A west breeze will kick in this afternoon, and this will make it feel a bit more comfortable, not just because of the breeze, but because it will scour out some more of that humidity. As we get into the night tonight, high pressure will settle in overhead and produce a mainly clear sky. Temperatures will be back into the lower to mid-60s on average, and this will set us up for another mostly sunny day tomorrow. Some clouds will mix in from time to time, and temperatures will surge once again. With a bit more humidity in the air, highs will be around 90. Later on in the week, we'll start to track a series of weak disturbances through our area from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. The timing of these disturbances will be difficult, but as one or two move through, we do run the risk at a couple of showers and thunderstorms, and high temperatures will still be hot, and the humidity levels will be up, highs around 90 Thursday, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms on Friday, with highs back into the mid-80s. A little bit cooler for the weekend, and mainly dry, with just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, highs back into the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of South Dakota and Nebraska. Several weak mid-level disturbances will progress across the northern Rockies and into the plains today. These features will ensure the ridge remains flat across Montana and Wyoming into the Dakotas. Convection is expected to initiate over both the Black Hills and along an east-west facing frontal boundary, just north of a lee surface low. This activity should mature within a modestly unstable air mass and bulk shear. More than adequate, though, for organized rotating storms. This activity initially will be supercellular, but storm mergers may result in a thunderstorm complex propagating southeastward toward Nebraska. Hail and wind are the main threats. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light drizzle and fog, 52 degrees with a northwest wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 50 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear with a little bit of fog, 67 degrees, the dew point 64, 91% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.87 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 122 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Gould, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and hot in the mid-90s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy, hot in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 89 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 78, that's 6 degrees above normal. 0.02 inch of precipitation yesterday, for the month now 3.21 inches, which is 0.11 inch below normal. And 16.28 inches for the year, which is 5.61 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 13 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 226, which is 54 above normal. And 444 for the year, which is 124 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high 96 set in 1963, and the record low 46 in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:41 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:22 p.m. 14 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the middle 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and hot today with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, Mostly sunny and very warm today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, very warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, very warm to hot today in the upper 80s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit more humidity, hot around 90. A mix of sun and clouds, a bit more humidity Thursday with a scattered shower or thunderstorm around 90. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, scattered showers and storms mid-80s. Just a few scattered showers and storms over the weekend, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and dry, lower to mid-80s. And a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and storms Monday with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.